Aloha and welcome. I'm your host, Empowerment Coach Geralyn St. Joseph. And today we're talking about healing relationship energy. I am introducing my course, which will begin the first week in March. So what is healing relationship energy? First off, what is relationship energy? Relationship energy is the connections that we make with other people. It's also our relationship with ourselves. All of this combines to create a vibration. And what you vibe to, you draw to yourself, as they say. So if you're constantly negative and you see things in the negative, you're going to have a lot of negativity happen to you. If you're always worried about the worst happening, 9 out of 10, that's what you're going to get, because what the universe hears is that that's what you want. Your attention is your most precious gift. It is the most powerful thing that you have. When you give someone or something your attention, you're giving it your energy. Stop and think for a moment. Is that really what you want your energy to go towards? And when we talk about relationships, especially romantic relationships, we think about, you know, like all men are cheats, all women are crazy, and things like that. If that's what you're spouting and that's what you're saying, that's what you're attracting, because the universe is going to set things up so that your assumptions are proven back to you. It's like a feedback loop to show you that you are correct. Well, why not be correct about something more uplifting and more enlightening? That doesn't mean that we totally ignore the reality of what's out there or what we've been through. What it means is that we look at our patterns, we figure out possibly where they came from, knowing their existence is more important, and we disentangle ourselves from that. It's like we're coded from when we're babies with everything coming in from outside of us. It's all going into our brains. It's all going into our fabric, our soul DNA. Our whole body is made up of all this different coding. And it comes down from both of our lineages, our maternal and our paternal lineages. And we really do understand and hear, maybe understand is the wrong word, but we take in things when we're in utero. So from the very beginning, we're taking in all this information, and it's laying down the groundwork for who we are to become and how we live and exist in the world. This is all a part of survival. We watch our parents, and if we are not conscious of it, we will repeat their mistakes instead of learning from them. Wouldn't you rather learn from them? I know I would. And I think I have, but that's for another conversation. When we recognize our drives and we look at our triggers and we figure out, wait a second, why is this triggering me? Where is it going? What am I really feeling? What's really happening here? Then, and only then, can we heal it and move past it? I'm not saying you're broken. I'm saying that your operating system needs to be wiped and redone. There are some things that you're going to keep because they're wonderful. Like my parents are always telling each other they love each other. My family is very affectionate with one another. I like those parts. I'll keep those parts. Then there's other parts that I don't like so much, like nothing leaves the house and not paying attention when something is going horribly wrong if it concerns certain people and things like that. We look at these things and we grow up with this, and this is the way we survive. But then as adults, we have a choice. Do you choose to be healthy and have healthy relationships? And this is not just talking about romantic relationships. This is familial relationships. So your relationship with your family. This is romantic relationships and friendships and at work. It works everywhere. You might find that you grow up having a fear of authority. So then maybe your boss is, you always find these bosses who are like overwhelming to you. Or maybe you seek that out because you want the direction. You may have grown up in a household where there were no boundaries and you felt unsupported. So then you move through the world in fear because you don't know what's happening next. As we discover these things, as we suss them out, examine them, acknowledge them, and we disentangle them, it creates space for us to create something new. Let's be our highest self, our best selves. Let's have the best go around this time that we can. Let's have the relationships that are healthy. And as we do this, this is a gift that we give not just to ourselves, but to our families and to the people around us. Because as you're uplifted, everyone around you does the same. They have to do their own work, but you start the process. Join me the beginning of March as we go through healing relationship energy. My website is Relationship Coach, G as in Geraldyn, S as in Saint, J as in Joseph, Relationship Coach, GSJ.com. And this course was originally entitled Heart Empowerment. I hope to see you there. Good loving. Mahalo.